Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. Let's go straight this lunchtime to that ongoing row between the European Commission and the pharmaceutical company AstraZeneca over the EU's contract with it for 300 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine. The row erupted at the weekend over a potential shortfall in the initial supply of the vaccine from AstraZeneca to the European Union. Our Europe editor, Tony Connolly, has been following developments. Tony, both sides are, we're told, talking again today, although I suppose in other circumstances, they might be described as engaging in a fair bit of megaphone diplomacy over the last few days.
That's right, Brian. The chief executive of AstraZeneca gave a very long interview last night to two European newspapers, Die Welt and La Repubblica. And it was a very staunch defence of the company's role in this controversy over about the shortfall in supplies. Essentially, he's arguing that the UK got their contract in first, 3 months ahead of the European Commission, and this was partly due to the fact that the UK already had a relationship and an ongoing project with Oxford University on developing a vaccine, and essentially denying that there was any sense that vaccine doses that were due to go to the European Union were somehow diverted to the UK instead. Now, one assumes that he has made those arguments to the European Commission and member states because they've already had two meetings this week and last week. And, you know, today they were meant to have a third meeting. This morning, the Commission was briefing that the AstraZeneca had pulled out of that meeting and they're standing by that claim. But then AstraZeneca said, actually, no, we will be attending the meeting this evening with the European Commission and member states. Another development is that the Commission is now saying that they want the contract to be published, the contract between the European Commission and AstraZeneca to be published, partly because they felt that Pascal Soriot, the chief executive, revealed details of the contract last night in those interviews. This whole idea of the company only being bound by a best efforts clause to deliver vaccines on time. In other words, it was kind of written into the contract that the company would do its best to meet these delivery schedules, but no big deal if it didn't. So the Commission now appears to be saying, well, now let's see the contract out in the open to explore exactly what the terms were, which is somewhat ironic because the Commission has been resisting publishing the contract with AstraZeneca because they say it's a confidential contract. There are commercial sensitivities around it, and of course AstraZeneca would need to give its approval. So we're waiting to see how this unfolds. I'm sure there will be more developments as the day goes on.
Tony, for that for the moment, thank you very much. We will have more on this a little later in the programme. We'll be talking to Trinity College immunologist Kingston Mills about the production problems that have led to this shortfall of the AstraZeneca vaccine for Europe.